Hello and welcome to Community Spotlight. I'm Carolyn Smith, and each week I feature a person who is involved either by themselves or with a community organization making Grant County a great place to live. Today my guest is Allie Jensen. She's the project assistant for Healthy Kids, Healthy Communities. Welcome, Allie.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay, so I'm originally from Seattle, did an AmeriCorps stint in New York, in upstate New York, and got involved in the community there, threw myself into the community really, and worked with their Healthy Kids, Healthy Communities program, and wondered how I could get paid a real salary doing the work I loved. So I found a job that happened to be in Silver City, New Mexico, Grant County, and I moved here, and I've been working on the Healthy Kids, Healthy Communities program ever since.
Great. Yeah. Well, we're happy to have you here.
Yeah, it's been good.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about Healthy Kids, Healthy Communities then?
So Healthy Kids, Healthy Communities is a four-year grant-funded program by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. We work to reduce childhood obesity and really improve the health of communities through policy change and advocacy. So we've done a lot of work in this community advocating for policy change, really, which has been really successful and good.
We had AJ Sandoval on our program earlier talking a little bit about the program. And I know that you're working on a new program right now, or you've been working on a program called Fit Families Program. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Right. So in my opinion, policy change is really awesome, and that's the foundation for reducing childhood obesity and improving the health of communities. You know, improving sidewalks is essential to getting people moving. Sometimes it's just not enough, and interventions are really important. So I've been interested in childhood obesity interventions. I used to do data entry for one in Seattle at Seattle Children's, and then there was a program I was exploring in New York called Bright Bodies, which was really cool. And so I got really interested in it, and Silver City and Grant County just happened to be a great place to actually implement a childhood obesity intervention. We have a really high rate of childhood obesity. There's in the 2010 through 2012 school years, 37% of students in Grant County were overweight or obese. Wow. Which is a ton. That's over a third. And in Cobra especially, 21% of students were obese, meaning their BMI is greater than 30. So we searched around and we were looking at intervention programs, and we found that NMSU had a great intervention program that they've been doing for a few years, I think since 2009, called Fit Families. And their program is set up to incorporate physical activity and mental health and nutrition and families. So the families are involved. They invite the whole family just to focus on one kid, you know, and it's a great program. They've had a lot of success with it. And we've been talking with them, and they're willing to let us have the curriculum for free, which is incredible because a lot of the programs are thousands of dollars to even get any of the materials to even learn about it. So it's kind of amazing that they're willing to give us the program for free. And we just have to find the money to run the program. So program costs like food and building, you know, space. So we're looking to start one series. They're called series of seven classes. And we're looking to start one in the spring in hopefully the Cobra area, Cobra School District. We'll probably hold it at the Bayard Community Center, and we'll invite all the families really in the community through the schools. So the schools have been doing BMI studies.
Why don't you just explain what BMI is?
So BMI is Body Mass Index, and it describes your overall weight compared to your height. So a normal healthy weight would be a BMI from anywhere from 18.5 to 25. And from 25 to 30, you're considered overweight, and 30 plus, you're considered obese. So if you think about the fact that, you know, 37% of our students in Grant County are overweight or obese is massive. That's a lot of kids that are not at a healthy weight, and a very small percentage are underweight. So it's just crazy to think about.
What do you attribute to the high rate of obesity in Grant County?
There are a lot of opinions. I mean, there's a lot of theories. It could be accessibility. A lot of people are fearful of going out and playing in parks, and it could be lack of access to parks. I mean, if you think about the parks in Silver City alone, they're all within a few feet of each other, really. So there's all these communities in Silver City that are nowhere near a park. It could be the screen time. I mean, a lot of people have to work and they don't have time to go out and play with their kids, so their kids are sitting inside and, you know, the whole latchkey kid idea, and they're sitting there without their families and have nothing to do but sit on the internet or play video games. There's a lot of theories. Built environment, I mean, that's really what our grant is about, is changing the policy and changing the way that things work. So then, the structure, infrastructure, really, encouraging people to get on bikes, making biking safer. So it's a lot of things like that. I also kind of attribute it to the food. I mean, we have some local food, but a lot of people don't have access to local foods. And local foods are usually healthier, and, you know, there's a lot of corn and stuff in processed foods in a lot of our communities, and that's all they have access to. And food deserts are a huge issue, so all of those things.
So will this program try to address those, or more, are you working just with families to change habits?
It's usually working with families to change habits. Again, there are those three categories of, that they'll participate in. Physical activity is huge. How do you encourage families to be physically active together? Because, you know, if you have grandparents, they're not going to come out and throw a football with you. But they can walk around a track while you're throwing a football. And there are other things that they, other physical activity programs that they have. Nutrition is a big thing because a lot of people here, for generations, they've lived on corn and beans. And that's really nutritious if you just, if you have local corn and beans. But the corn products now are just so absurd. And people are thinking, oh, I've eaten this for generations. It's healthy. But when you look at what really goes into corn nowadays, it's not as healthy as it used to be. So it's really teaching people, okay, you can have your corn and beans, but have a side of, you know, fruit as well. And really encouraging people to look at the whole nutrition spectrum, not just one meal. And the mental health aspect is huge. I mean, if you, I've seen it a lot of places, and if you feel like you can't get out and exercise, your mental health is going to go down. I mean, your emotional health, you're going to be really sad.
Mine does.
Yeah.
I know when I'm feeling depressed, and I go, there's no reason to feel depressed. And I realize, oh, because you haven't done anything for a while. And then I just get out and go for a walk with my dog. And there it goes. I feel so much better.
Yeah. And we live a really sedentary lifestyle, and we think that that's what our bodies want. But I know I get really cranky if I don't move. So yeah, all those factors really.
And you have to kind of, I know for myself, exercise just has to be part of your life.
Yeah.
It has to be something that you just do on a regular basis. And having a dog has really helped.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, not that I, mainly because I'm working so much.
Right.
That's why I need to, you know, with a dog, I have to go out on a regular basis to give my dog a walk or he'll go crazy.
Right.
So that is just one way that I've
And you see a lot of people here who don't walk their dogs. But it's really, there's a difference between exercise and physical activity. And exercise is the thought of going out and going for a jog. And physical activity is, oh, maybe I'll walk to work today, which is miles from what it could be, you know, which is great. And that's something that I think this program will really help people see.
Address.
Oh, if I just bike to school, I'll feel way better and I'll be mentally prepared to go to school. And
you have to go to school. So it's just a matter of how you're going to get there. And if you can choose a way to get there that actually is some type of physical activity.
Yeah. And unfortunately, we live in a community that, and a country really, that really focuses on buses, and they, you know, kids love taking the bus. I've talked to so many kids who it's a social event, but you have people like Safe Routes to School and Jamie Thompson working on that, who are working on encouraging kids to choose alternate forms of transportation, because most kids live within walking distance of their elementary school. And again, it could be a matter of safety. There are a lot of barriers, so it's important to address all of them.
You mentioned food, that you might need money to buy food. How does that fit in with the program?
They go over budgets, which is so important because so many families, and I've experienced this in my own life, will just go to the store and mindlessly spend. And so having a budget, being prepared, does wonders. You can buy so many healthy items and think about, okay, well, I can only go to the store twice this week, so I'll buy this fruit today and this fruit on Thursday.
And do you provide some food to the families for this? Or
the families get a dinner
each
night. So each session, each class, So the way it breaks down is there are seven classes, and three sessions per class, the physical activity, the nutrition, and the mental health. So yeah, they'll get a dinner before everything happens, and they'll kind of talk about what they learned last week, and yeah, it's a really great program. And the meals are usually healthy, and they're usually culturally
appropriate.
Yeah.
And it's a good way to attract people.
Definitely. I know, oh, yeah.
Working at the co-op, if you have food, they will come.
Right, right. Which hopefully, I mean, hopefully that's what will draw them in. Mm-hmm. Since 2006, the school districts in Grant County have been conducting BMI studies on kindergartners, fourth graders, 10th graders, and 7th graders. And that's how we got our statistics. And that's been really helpful to watch the shifts. And that's really how I got to be here, because there was obviously a problem with childhood obesity. So we're going to use those numbers to justify the Fit Families program. And there's been a kind of steady leveling off of obesity in the area for the past 2 years. But before that, it was an obvious increase. A lot of the kids, you know, are the kids really getting fatter? Have they reached their max? How do you interpret that? So we're not allowed to target specific kids. So what we're going to do is just send out a letter to all the parents, because they know that their kids are participating in these BMI studies. Now their names aren't being used, their information isn't being used, it's strictly for state data. And so we're going to send out a letter to all the kids in Grant County, or in Cobray School District, probably the elementary school kids, and invite the families to come. Because even if the kids aren't overweight or obese, we're still helping the families adopt better living and healthier habits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And, you know, when you often hear diabetes being talked and or spoken about in the same sentence as obesity, where do you see the link there?
All right, so sedentary lifestyles really increase your risk for diabetes and heart disease, which are really expensive things to control. And fortunately, our federal government is starting to look at preventative measures through healthcare reform, but it's still not really enough. And again, prevention is building better infrastructure, looking at sidewalks and bike safety, and can people make it to a park? Are the parks safe? Penny Park got burned down, what, twice? I mean, that's not a safe environment for a kid. And so really we're looking at how do we keep these people active, and how do we keep them eating healthy when the cost of corn is increasing? You know, we can't even afford to feed our people processed food anymore. It's so expensive. So diabetes it's just a really kind of sick disease, and it's really unfortunate how many people in this country have it. And, you know, 90-something percent have type 2, which used to be called adult onset diabetes. And really, you see it in a lot of kids. I mean, ask any pediatrician in town, and you see kids with A1Cs, which is a measure of your blood sugar, that are pre-diabetic or diabetic when these kids are 8 years old. And it's sad. And that has a lot to do with genetics, but it also has a lot to do with lifestyle. Whenever I see a parent feeding their kid juice, it kind of makes me sad, because there's so much sugar in that. And sugar doesn't directly cause diabetes, but sugar does kind of screw up your system. And if you're constantly injecting sugar in yourself, your system's kind of going to get overloaded. And that can lead to diabetes or heart disease or, you know, hypertension, any of those issues, the bad three.
Right. So it's really both are, you know, strongly connected with diet. It's diet and also lifestyle.
And physical activity.
Physical mm-hmm. activity. So when you're addressing obesity, you will be also addressing diabetes.
Right.
Which is going to have a really amazing effect on the health of...
Yeah, it wouldn't be the worst thing if we put some doctors out of business.
Right. No, that would be a good thing.
Especially. But it'll take generations. Don't worry, doctors.
Especially as the cost of health care is going up and up and up.
Yeah, right.
It would be nice not to have to be going to the doctor.
Right.
Yeah. So this is an epidemic that's across the country, too.
Yeah.
I mean, the United States in general. It seems interesting to me that a lot of the obesity and high rates of obesity seem to be in southern states, where the weather is so nice and, you know, actually would encourage one to be able to go outside and be physical throughout the course of the year.
Yeah. I mean, I would argue that the southern states, I mean, that's the home of Coke and Pepsi and Chick-fil-A and McDonald's. I mean, spending a lot of time in North Carolina as a kid, I have been to most fast food restaurants, and we don't have those in Washington. You wouldn't be able to find a Chick-fil-A in Washington State. Mm-hmm. You know, it just doesn't exist. And if you look at Colorado, they've set up this infrastructure where everyone can go hiking. You know, everyone wants to go hiking. Everyone wants to ride their bikes. And they are incredibly fit. That Colorado has consistently had the lowest rate of obesity and the lowest change, really. I mean, you watch the whole country over the past 10 years just increase in the obesity rates. And Colorado is always on the lower end of the spectrum, always the fittest state. And what are they doing that we're not doing? What are they doing that people in the South aren't doing?
Mm-hmm. And it's just one state to the north.
Right. It's very close to us, so how do we...
I mean, I think it would be easier to look and see what Colorado's doing than what Seattle's doing.
Oh, exactly.
Culturally, they're a lot more similar than Seattle is.
Right.
So,
or geographically.
And certainly geographically.
I don't know how culturally, but I don't know Colorado very well.
Well, I don't know either.
Actually. Yeah.
But just a little that I do know, it seems like they would be closer culturally.
And historically, you've seen worse health in the South. That was where hookworm existed, and hookworm didn't exist in the North, so Rockefeller went and bought everyone's shoes in the South to stop people from getting hookworm. So, you know, we can't buy everyone lap bands and have them sit there all day and, you know, have the fat kicked off them, but how do we address that? And AJ and I just went to a Southern Obesity Summit, and New Mexico was part of that. So we were with states like Alabama and Mississippi and Texas, and we were kind of looking around thinking, we're not really like this state, but health-wise, we kind of are. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have really what has become high-fat foods in our diet, mm-hmm. and that's really common here. And same in the South. I mean, you have fried foods all the time, and right. we are really similar. And it's interesting to look at, because you wouldn't think of New Mexico being a southern state at all. I don't think of it. I think it's Southwest. You know, I think it's as active as Arizona and Colorado and Utah. And yeah, but we fit right in. Except culturally, we're a little different.
Yeah, so there's definitely differences. And actually, when I was thinking about the weather, it is really hot. And most people have, you know, swamp coolers or air conditioning now in the South. When I grew up, that was not the case. And we were outside playing all the time.
Sure.
And so that has been a big factor in terms of people just staying indoors. Climate control.
Right.
If you're just not used to going outside in the really hot weather, and you go from a really cool house to the outside where it's hot, it's not pleasant.
Right, and we're our own worst enemy. I mean, we set that up for ourselves to be more comfortable, but look how detrimental it's been.
Exactly. There's just changes that you don't realize are going to have, what effect they're going to have, what are the consequences of different changes.
Sure, yeah.
And then you look back and you go, well, that's amazing.
And you go from a family, you know, a Sunday drive ends at McDonald's and you get a little treat. You get a soft serve cone. And now, you know, kids are eating McDonald's 4 out of 7 days of the week.
Right.
And it's scary. So
it's huge habits, huge lifestyle changes
that
are going to need to be addressed. And if you can substitute it with habits that are equally pleasurable.
Right.
But also have the benefit of being healthier.
What if we had a bike ride to McDonald's on Sundays?
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, and McDonald's, you know, they're doing things. They're not just sitting back and watching people grow fatter. Mm-hmm. You know, they have apples and milk in their kids' meals. And mm-hmm. a lot of people see them as the enemy, but why not just partner with them and figure it out?
Well, as these, you know, as the bad press on these fast food joints are focused on them, then they respond to them. So it's the pressure comes from the outside, but then they do respond, and you need to give them the kudos for responding.
Yeah. So this might not be super relevant to fit families, but in Washington State, McDonald's had a Go Local campaign. Do you know about this?
Mm-mm.
Because they realized that all of the apples that were served in apple turnovers at McDonald's were from Washington State. And they realized that all the French fries, or 90-something percent of the French fries served in Washington State, were made with Washington potatoes. And so they, you know, every billboard in Seattle and Tacoma would have these, hey, these apples came from Yakima. These potatoes came from Eastern Washington, too. And there was a lot of uproar. A lot of people responded to it as in, this is the worst thing that could ever happen. But the way that that we saw it was kind of, a farmer can't afford to have this kind of press. But McDonald's can afford to kind of shift this paradigm and make people think about what they're eating.
Exactly.
So.
So, you know, when there's good consequences that come from change in trends, that's good. You should applaud that.
Right. Not saying that the potatoes are healthy or the apple turnovers are healthy, but, and all the milk is from Washington.
Mm-hmm.
All the Dairy Gold is from Washington.
Yeah.
So.
It's interesting.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what they'll do in other states.
I just feel like then you just say, that's great. It's local ingredients. Now you put on the pressure. Let's use those local ingredients in a healthy way.
Right, exactly.
And so you just keep going.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what Gandhi would do. He would he would take the compromise and then keep pushing for what he wanted to do.
Great.
And,
that's a great way of looking at it.
It made people really upset. In fact, that's why he ended up being assassinated, because someone on his own side did not like the fact that he compromised.
Yeah.
But he wasn't compromising and stopping. He was compromising, and then it's easier to get there from here.
Right.
You know, it's that expression, you can't get there from here. Yeah. Well, if you step a little bit in another, you know, in a direction closer to where you've gone, it's less distance to get to where you want to go.
So right.
Sometimes you just have to look at the kind of the big picture of what you want, not
criticize McDonald's.
Yeah, well,
they deserve some criticism.
Criticize them, give them kudos for what they're doing well, and then criticize them for what they're not. Keep pressure on.
Yeah, definitely. So I think we'll begin to see a lot of shifts in that. And I mean, there are, Food Basket is going local. Food Basket has the local beef, and they've really upped their organic. I mean, it's kind of amazing to sit back and watch that, because no one is, I don't know how much pressure they've received from the community, but they're doing it anyway, and that's great. And we can harness those local entities. Blake's is somewhat of a local company, and we could probably get them to start serving fruit or something. At least having a fruit basket on their counter, I don't see why that's that couldn't happen.
No, exactly.
It's not going
to
hurt anything.
The local entities are where to go, because they're living in the community and they want to see the folks in their community doing better.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll see that connection directly.
Right.
And like you say, Food Basket is the other local grocery store outside the co-op in Grant County.
And so right.
That's great. Well, was there anything else that you wanted to talk about today about this Fit Families program or any of the other Healthy Kids, Healthy Communities programs, or we can just bring you on another time?
I think the biggest thing in my job right now is Fit Families. We're working really hard. We want to see it. It would be a really great program. I think it would help a lot of people and really shift the ideas in people's minds. Some other things that I've been interested in are shopping tours, supermarket tours. And I know I did a few in New York, and they were so fun and so beneficial, because you can just walk someone around. And Walmart actually has a program where you can train yourself to give shopping tours. So I encourage anyone listening who's interested in that to check that out. It's called Shopping Matters. You guys can get a grant to actually have samples and stuff, and I'd be willing to write that grant. It's just something I can't do under my job, is actually give the tours. But I think that that would be incredible. You know, it is really important to look at policy change and look at advocacy, but the individual level is also important too, and we shouldn't ignore it. So many people go to HMS, and people who weren't even going to the doctor before. And now that HMS is here, it's really, really helpful for them. And it's great, and that's individual health. And, you know, you need that. I think there will be a lot of shifts in this community, and I'm really excited to be here for them.
Thank you for coming here and helping out with the community. And I really appreciate that. All right, thanks, Allie.
Yeah, thank you.
And that's it for this Community Spotlight. You can hear Community Spotlight on Tuesdays and Thursdays right after the News at Noon and the Community Calendar, and also on Saturdays at 10:30. So join us next week for another Community Spotlight. Thank you.